Uganda, like many other African nations, has undergone significant changes in its housing policies since gaining independence in 1962. These policies have evolved to address the diverse challenges and needs of the population, reflecting the nation's socioeconomic and political shifts. In this blog post, we will explore the fascinating journey of housing policies in post-independence Uganda, from the early years to the present day. The early years, a quest for stability, 1960s-1970s. The period immediately following Uganda's independence from British colonial rule was marked by a quest for political stability and nation-building under President Milton Obote. During this era, housing policies focused on providing basic shelter to the masses. The government initiated housing projects that aimed to construct affordable housing units for low-income citizens in urban areas. One of the notable initiatives was the Entebbe Housing Project, which aimed to provide affordable housing for civil servants and the working class in the capital city. However, these efforts were limited in scope and faced challenges due to economic constraints and political instability, especially during the turbulent 1970s. The Amin Era, Disruption and Displacement, 1970s. The rule of Idi Amin from 1971 to 1979 brought unprecedented challenges to Uganda, including the disruption of housing policies. Amin's regime was characterized by widespread human rights abuses, economic instability, and forced displacements, resulting in a significant disruption of housing and urban planning. Many citizens were forcibly evicted from their homes, leading to a housing crisis and widespread displacement. The chaos of this period left a lasting impact on Uganda's housing landscape. Recovery and Rebuilding, 1980s-1990s. After Amin's rule ended in 1979, Uganda embarked on a long journey towards political and economic recovery under President Milton Obote and later President Yoweri Museveni. During this period, the government began to rebuild and restructure housing policies. The 1980s and 1990s saw a focus on housing rehabilitation, the improvement of housing conditions, and urban planning. The government collaborated with international organizations and donors to initiate housing projects aimed at improving living standards for Ugandans. Public-private partnerships played a significant role in the construction of affordable housing units, which helped address the housing deficit. A New Millennium, Emphasis on Housing for All, 2000s present. In the 21st century, Uganda has continued to evolve its housing policies with a stronger emphasis on inclusivity and affordability. The government recognized the need to address the housing needs of all citizens, particularly the urban poor. One of the key initiatives was the National Housing Policy, 2004, which aimed to create an enabling environment for affordable housing development. This policy emphasized the importance of access to land, housing finance, and infrastructure development. Additionally, the government has promoted slum upgrading programs, seeking to improve living conditions in informal settlements. The role of the private sector has expanded in recent years, with real estate developers investing in affordable housing projects. Initiatives have been established to provide long-term financing for mortgage lenders, making homeownership more accessible to a wider population. Challenges and future prospects. Despite the progress made in housing policies, Uganda still faces numerous challenges. The urbanization rate continues to rise, putting pressure on housing infrastructure and services and also leading to an increase in the housing deficit within the cities. Informal settlements persist, lacking basic amenities and security of tenure. To address these challenges, Uganda must continue to invest in affordable housing, land tenure reforms, and urban planning. The government, private sector, and civil society must work collaboratively to ensure that housing policies are not only inclusive but also sustainable and responsive to the evolving needs of the population. Conclusion: the evolution of housing policies in post-independence Uganda reflects the nation's journey from political instability and displacement to recovery and development. Today, The government's focus on affordable housing for all citizens signifies a commitment to improving living conditions and urban planning. As Uganda continues to grow and urbanize, addressing housing challenges will remain a crucial component of the nation's development agenda.